and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Arthur Schaefer, and I have another wonderful guest joining us today. Joining us shortly will be Nicole Ann. She is the owner of her own yoga spot, and the name is Nicole Ann Yoga, and it is in Arizona. Without further ado, let's bring her out. Nicole, how are you doing today?
Well, good morning. I am doing absolutely wonderful, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day. It's Friday. I have no complaints. So why don't you tell our audience, you know, a little bit about yourself and your business?
Okay, sounds great. We have one of the only non-brick-and-mortar mobile yoga studios here in Arizona. And so what that basically means is we don't have a traditional studio space where we run classes out of throughout the week. And that's basically we do virtual appointments or we go directly right to the client. So that's where we differentiate ourselves in the market. And we work one-on-one with clients either doing yoga, meditation, but we have a whole team of holistic practitioners who do things like hypnotherapy, Reiki, NET, holistic nutrition, life coaching, personal training. The list goes on and on. We have a whole list of our other modalities on our website, and that's at www.nicoleannyoga.com. A little bit about myself, my background. The reason I got into yoga is I have a degenerative disc disease that I was born with. And I've had lots and lots of surgeries on my back. Actually, one scheduled up here on September 1st on my neck. And what led me to yoga and all the holistic modalities initially was when occupational therapy and physical therapy ended post surgery. I still wasn't fully recovered. I still didn't have my flexibility back. I've always been an athlete, and so I ended up finding yoga. And pretty much have utilized that my entire life to help manage my condition and also to help me manage my chronic pain. So I wasn't dependent on any kind of like prescription pain medication based on my condition. So that's really, you know, what pursued me to continue to explore what Eastern medicine. I blend Western medicine and Eastern medicine together to, you know, really be able to live as full of a life as I possibly can. I have a little background. I have a business undergraduate. I have a master's in education from Marquette. And then I decided to go back to school as a holistic practitioner from one of the best schools in the Southwest for holistic healing. And that's Southwest Institute of Healing Arts, located here in the Valley.
All right. And what type of background does someone need to do what it is that you do, you know, regarding, you know, experience and education?
So as far as being a holistic practitioner?
Yes.
Well, definitely, you know, exploring all of the different schools that are out there that offer different kind of healing modalities. Where I went to school, it's an accredited school, so it's funded by the Department of Education, and it is in compliance with Yoga Alliance, which is an accrediting board that governs the field of yoga. So there's specific standards that have to be met, a specific number of hours. And so this way we know that those, you know, those degrees, those certifications are reputable, they're coming from a reputable place. And this way, you know, you have all of the tools that you need to be able to go into the world and be able to help heal people.
All right. And what made you, pursue this profession? Have you always been like a...
The program, of course, is really important, but also having the passion for helping others. I think that's a real big piece of what we needed to go into, you know, this profession specifically.
All right. And what's it like, you know, connecting with you for the very first time? Like, say I'm a new client walking through the door, and I'm trying to basically see if this worked for me. What's the first thing you try to do when you're trying to get acclimated with a new client?
So all of our new clients, we like to do a 20-minute complimentary intake call. And what that does is it allows For us to, of course, listen to the clients and find out what it is that they're ultimately looking for, what their needs are. And behind the scenes, we have 43 holistic practitioners and yoga teachers who would be able to be placed with. So my job is to figure out what exactly it is that they're looking for, the right modality that would benefit them, and, of course, line them up with the right practitioner. The complimentary 20-minute intake call allows for any questions that the client has to be answered, and then also to see if it's quite fit with the practitioner or the teacher. And, you know, the practitioner or teacher will have a plan lined up after hearing exactly what those needs are, and then we go from there. We either book single sessions or we have discount packages also available on the website. Right now, we're running a special for COVID, which is unheard of. It's usually like $125, and we just dropped it down to $45. So right now is a really good time, if you've never tried any of these holistic modalities, to go ahead and check it out. Most clients book a single session because they're not exactly sure what it is that they're interested in, or they're not sure they're going to like it, and then they come back and book a package. I have some clients who book buy a session of a package of three and then try out three of the different modalities until, you know, so they can decide which one that they want a package of. So, you know, it's love. And then, of course, any clients come right in and they know, I'm interested in hypnotherapy. I want to, you know, 10 sessions of hypnotherapy because I want to focus on this specific goal. So there's so many different experiences. Most of our practitioners have a client intake form that will be sent to the client and then returned prior to their first appointment. And like I said, everything right now is done virtually. We not only help clients here in the Valley, but we also work with clients across the United States and Canada. We do Skype, Zoom, FaceTime, and of course over the telephone if no visual component is needed. So it's just a beautiful opportunity to help with healing inside of your home during this really, really interesting time we're going through right now.
Yeah, wow. And how can my audience, you know, get in touch with you regarding your services?
You can book directly on our website, nicoleandyoga.com, or you could contact me at 847-840-7277. All of that information is on the website. But we also have a very active Facebook page, an Instagram page, and we have a YouTube channel, so subscribe. We offer free public classes. They're actually donation-based public classes that run three times a week. We offer a meditation every Monday, which is awesome, and that's from 12:30 to 1:30. On Wednesday, we offer kids yoga. So that's really great for kids that's on quarantine, and that's going to be 2:30 to 3 p.m. And then we offer on Fridays, so coming up real quick here soon, we do a sound healing journey, which is amazing. It's an alternative to a meditation, but we use vibrational healing to help facilitate that process. All of our videos, by the way, are stored permanently on our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube channels for later viewing. So anyone that's interested out there that wants to check out our classes, feel free to, of course, go to those social media outlets to listen. Best done in the morning before you wake up, at night right before you go to bed, except, of course, for the kids' yoga. That's great all day long. And we're just doing that complimentary, providing back some of the services that we know would really help right now during quarantine.
All right, awesome. All right, thank you for coming on and having this conversation with us. You know, we really do appreciate your time here.
I'm so excited you invited me on.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And for everyone else out there, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.